الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين ثم أما بعد and in Islam we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we put our trust in Allah and we seek assistance from Allah and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guide to Islam, no one can misguide. Whosoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and the seal of all messengers. You must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Kalamullah, and the best guidance, tradition is the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation. And every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability, and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability, and die not except in the state of Islam. Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. The word Quran, it is Sifat Mubalagha, that means the most read book, Al-Quran. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that revealed on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهُ حَقِيقًا بِلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَلَا تَشْبِيهٍ. And it is Allah's words, fitable to His Majesty. Fitable to His Majesty. And it is not like other, what they say, it is created, but it is Allah's actual, Allah's words. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah said that He talked to Musa indeed. تَكْلِيمًا مَفْعُولُ الْمُطْلَقُ means indeed Allah talked to Musa. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. That the one who descend with it, send it down and put it on your heart, O Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is Jibreel. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. That falsehood does not come within its hands, within it, or from the behind, from the back. The falsehood does not come to this Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, we have sent down and revealed this dhikr, this Quran, and indeed we will show protective. And you can see the Quran is protected. So the problem here is the Quran being left and abandoned. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَأْجُورًا. And the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hereafter would say, O Allah, my people has taken this Quran abundantly. They took it. أخذوه. هم اتخذوه. واتخذوه ولكنهم اتخذوه على الرفوف. They claim it to themselves. They said it is ours. This is Quran belongs to us. But how they would take it, they claim it? They claim it abundantly. And we see this nowadays among us. That we did, we don't take this Quran, the Quran that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة. والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. لا أقول ألف لام مين حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف ومين حرف. Whosoever read one letter of this Quran, of the Quran, he has 10 blessings. And 10 blessings, he said, not ألف لام مين is one letter, but ألف is one letter, لام is one letter, and مين is one letter. Each letter that you read the Quran with has 10 blessings. What is our qira'ah of the Quran? اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. رواه مسلم. That the Quran will come to intercede for you in the hereafter. In the hereafter. What is the word of every day? وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. What is the word of every day? Some of the Sahaba used to finish the Quran, recitation of the Quran in 3 days. And that's the least. That's the most you can finish up and seal the Quran in 3 days. The maximum that you can go and seal the Quran and read it all of it is 30 days. We read the Quran, what is our teaching to our children, and make our life more busy with the Quran, more than the internet and satellite and the TV. Every day we have to establish, that's what we call word. Word. Not like some of the people who recite every day Surah Al-Waqi'ah. ظَنَّا مِنْهُمْ أَنَّ الْوَاقِعَةَ فَإِجْ سَتُمْنَعُهُمْ مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. وَهُوَ حَدِيثُ ضَعِيفُ. سلسلة الحديث الضعيفة للشيخ الألباني. Read. So this is some people who say we will read the Surah Al-Waqi'ah every day so Allah will protect us from poverty. Which is this weak hadith. No, you make word every day at least one juz of the Quran. One juz so you can finish it up in 30 days. فقرآن يوم القيامة يؤتى القرآن يؤتى اليوم القيامة بالقرآن وأهله الذين كانوا يعملون به في الدنيا تقدمه سورة البقرة وآل عمران تحاجان عن صاحبهما. This hadith, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that in the day of judgment, in the hereafter, that the Quran will come to intercede for the people who used to live it, used to live it, and used to practice it. So the most important thing in the Quran is not the recitation of the Quran, is not the memorization of the Quran, but acting upon the Quran. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the three that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the fire with them, تُسَعَّرُ بِهِمْ النَّارِ, that one of them, he said, oh Allah, I memorized the Quran for you. He said, كَذِبْت, you lied, but you memorized the Quran, so you, he said, you are qari, you are hafiz. So be careful, the Sahaba used to learn 10 verses of the Quran and act upon them first. Act upon them. When you hear something in the Quran about reconciliation, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَخْوَ فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, you the one, if you are memorizing the Quran, you must answer this. When you hear about الكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين, you must hear this and act upon it. That the brothers, the believers are but, that they are not only but brothers. They are reconciled among each other. And those who break their wrath and forgive people, and Allah loves those who are benevolent, those who are good. When you hear this, you are more enthusiastic to act upon it and practice it in your daily life. Then make the Quran hujjatan lak la alayk. As the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al Quran hujjatan lak aw alayk. The Quran, it is argument in the hereafter for you or against you. If you leave it abundantly, it's going to be against you. If you live it and you recite it and you read it on a daily basis, it's going to be for you. So you, highways or dieways, the choice is yours. You know what to choose. Which one is fit to you? Especially the one who memorizes the Quran. It's very important to act upon it, because listen to the Sheikh Al-Allama Muhammad Salih bin Athimin rahimahullah. This is Ibn Taymiyyah in our time. This is a scholar from Saudi Arabia. May Allah shower him with his mercy. And he said, وَفِي هَذَا دَلِيلٌ, أي الحديث الذي سبق ذكره, على أن أهم شيء في القرآن العمل به, ويؤيد قوله تعالى, كتاب أنزلناه إليه مباركا ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. He said that the most important thing in the Quran is implemented in your life. It must be that you govern it, you use it as in the government, you use it in your daily affairs, in your business transaction. Everything is in the Quran. So this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is a book that we sent it down, and oh to you, O Muhammad, and is a blessed book. So you may contemplate on their signs. You contemplate and reflect on its signs. This is the book. We must contemplate on the signs. Recitation is good. Reading it is good. But more importantly, is implementing it in your life. This is the Quran. Someone will ask, you said the tools. Tools to understand the deen of Allah. The tools to understand the Quran and the Sunnah is to understand the Arabic language. You understand balagha, nahw wa sarf, and bayan.
To understand the Quran and the Sunnah is to understand, to master, is to master, and you be well versed in the Arabic language, because this is the key to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. To understand the eloquence, the grammar, the conjugation, and the morphology of the Arabic language. Or otherwise, you won't be able, you don't have the tools to understand. And believe it or not, these tools are missing in among Arabs. Not even the non-native speakers of Arabic. I'll give you an example. How to understand the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. The ulama of language, they said, إِنَّ الْعُسْرَ وَاحِدْ لِأَنَّهُ مُعَرَّفْ بِأَلْفِ كِلْتَتْ آيَتَيْنِ وَالْيُسْرُ اثنان يُسْرَان لِأَنَّهُ جَاءَ نَكِرًا لَا نَعْرِفَهُ إِنَّ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ وَلَنْ يَغْلِبَ وَلَنْ يَغْلِبَ عُسْرٌ وَاحِدْ يُسْرًا. So means after hardship there is ease. Allah said after hardship, you the one who has in calamity, there is an ease. So there is two ease against one hardship. See how you look at it, it is from the eloquence side of the Quran. So this is the understand, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَفْتَعِينَ. تقديم المفعول به تقديم واضح جلي إِيَّاكَ. Because if you cut it, if you make this مفعول به the complement precedent, you make it easier to the one who will read in it, that there is no one else that we can worship except Allah. And there is no one else. That's how you understand it. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلْ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. There is no one else you can put the trust except Allah. That's why he said, he started with a complement, not like the English language, a complement will come at the end. That means you stress that there is no one else to put the trust. And in many of the signs of the eloquence in the Quran, and those are the real tools. If you do not have them, then you only blame yourself. The brothers who are not native speakers of Arabic, you must learn this language, at least to enable you to read the Quran. At least, mashallah, some brothers, he can tell you what Ibn Taymiyyah says, and what Ibn Taymiyyah says. But how about the Arabic language? How about the daily that you are commanded? اقرأوا القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded us to read the Qur'an. اقرأوا القرآن. هذا وجه على وجه الاستحباب, okay. It is, you know, not wajib, not must, but it is highly recommended that you read the Quran. نقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also we listen to the Quran instead of music, instead of radio, all kind of junk out there. We listen, we must have at least tape. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like to hear it from somebody else. He heard it from another Sahabi, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So listen to the Quran. Read it, recite it, act upon it. And also listen to the Quran in your car while you drive. While you are at your home, listen to the Quran. And let this Quran shake you and make you cry. And تعلم القرآن, if we want to learn the Quran, that's the best among us is the one خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه رواه البخاري. The best among us is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. Teach the Quran to others. You learn it, you learn the Quran. And when we say تعلم القرآن, that means everything. تفسير, معرفة الأحكام المحكم منها والمتشابه, معرفة الناسخ والمنسوخ, معرفة نواهي الله ومعرفة أوامر الله. This is what does it mean. It encompasses everything. When you said learning the Quran, means you learn the Quran from the citation, from تلاوة, from أحكام, rules, regulations that's in the Quran, anything know, anything don't and do. You learn about this Quran. This is how we learn the Quran. And the best among us is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به مع السفرة الكرام البرر, والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتعتع فيه به فيه وهو عليه شاق فله أجران. متفق عليه. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who is perfect in Quran, the one who is perfect in Quran, recitation of the Quran, he is with the angels. He is with the angels who are, their mission is safar. They come and go between people and they ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who is so hard on him and he is trying his best, he has two rewards. That means the first one, the second one has more reward. No. The first one, because he's the perfect, he perfected the Quran. But the one who is very hard on him, but he is trying. Prove your effort. As you are not native speaker of Arabic, prove your effort. Try to make the effort to learn the Arabic. At least something will be, you will be able to read the Quran at least. You reading it in English, no reward whatsoever, except that you are contemplating on what you read. But you must read it in Arabic. We learn languages against our will. Wallahi, we learn languages against our will. Most of us, the one who came from overseas, we learn the English because we want to make it. We want to make it here. We want to have a living here. So we learn the English language and we master it. How about you? Don't you master the Arabic language? Don't tell me there is no classes. There were classes, but there were no attendance. Poor attendance. You have to suppress yourself. You have to suppress yourself and say, I am going to learn this Quran for this Arabic language for Allah's sake. And the Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is for the living. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. To warn the one who is living. The Quran, even though there are some scholars, big scholars, who permitted the recitation of the Quran on the dead, but the Sunnah is not. Sunnah, the authentic Sunnah, is not to read the Quran on a dead person. Because this ayah, to warn the one who is living, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. So this is for you, to warn you as a living. If you don't get it, what is going to help you when you are dead? And some people would say, brother, I want to know, there's something called tajweed. Is tajweed obligatory, wajib in the Quran or not? Most of the scholars said the tajweed, knowing how to pronounce the words in the Quran and beautify your voice with it, is not wajib. Consensus of the scholars. ولك سيدي أن تسمع كلام الشيخ محمد صالح بن عبد المهين رحمه الله، وهذا كلام مأخوذ من شرح رياض الصالحين الصفحة 133. وينبغي للإنسان إذا قرأ القرآن أن يترسل فيه وأن لا يتعجل عجلة توجب سقوط بعض الحروف، فإن بعض الناس يهزه هزة حتى يسقط بعض الحروف، هذا ما تلاه كما أنزل، لا بد من بيان الحروف. لكن التجويد المصطلح عليه في كتب التجويد ليس بواجب، لكنه من كمال تحسين الصوت الواجب أن لا تسقط حرفا من الحروف ولا شدة من الشدات. وأما قواعد التجويد المعروفة فهي من باب التحسين والتكميل وليست من باب الواجبات، ولهذا يضعف القول بأن التجويد واجب وأن لم يجود القرآن آثم، فإن هذا قول ضعيف جدا، بل يقال القرآن أمره ولله الحمد بين واضح لا تسقط حرفا من حروفه. وأما مراعاة قواعد التجويد فليست بواجبة لكنها من باب تحسين الصوت بالقرآن، انتهى قوله رحمه الله. This is the translation of what I said, that the tajweed, there is certain rules of how you pronounce the words in the Quran. Some people, a lot of people have a confusion whether it is a must or not. The scholar, alhamdulillah, well known, and I said earlier, is Ibn Taymiyyah in our time. Indisputed on this name. Indisputed. And not only him, but many others said about the tajweed, it is not a must for someone to beautify the Quran, whatever, as long as you do not distort the meaning of the Quran, then your recitation of the Quran is acceptable, inshallah. So this is the translation of the man. And the Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters, moreover, تعاهدوا هذا القرآن فوالذي نفس محمد بيده إنه أشد تفلتا من الإبل من في عقولها. تعاهدوا means read the Quran on a daily basis, on a regular basis, because this Quran will come off your memory as the camel will come off from its hoof. So you need to read it on a daily basis. It is the most read book in the world. You must read it on a daily basis. And if you memorize something, you must memorize it and keep on it. Wallahi, I know many brothers who came from overseas. I know them from Atlanta, Georgia. They came with all the Quran memorized in their heart. After 2-3 years in America, wallahi, brother, he's telling me, he said, I'm not leaving the Salah anymore. We have it in Atlanta sometimes, the imam is not there, and we left the brother who is more memorization of the Quran to leave. He said, no. And he's crying, he said, no, I lost 20 juz during his acquiring of a PhD. Because fitna. If you see anything outside the woman that naked or half naked, movies, TV, radio, listen to the people, the garbage of people, that means people, the talks, that vain talks, talking with those who disobey Allah day and night. Of course, a lot of the Quran is going to go away from your memory. that Ibn Shafi'i, one time he missed one, he used to read one page, one time, and he will memorize it after one time reading of that page. But he said one time his eye came on a heel of a woman, and he went to his Shaykh, Waqi' ibn Jarrah, and he told him that I couldn't memorize that page. He said, then leave the ma'asi. فَأَشَدَنِي لَتَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِ. Allah's knowledge and Quran will not come to your heart till you leave the disobedience, till you leave to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you bend that. Allah's knowledge will not come. If it comes to you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yastilak biha. But this is not the case. But if you leave the ma'asi, Allah will leave that knowledge in your heart. And this is to the Quran, to the hadith, to anything. So, my dear respected brothers, the Quran is the book that we must not abandon. Because Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقَالَ الْرَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مَهْجُورًا. We should not let this statement testify against us right now in the hereafter, even though it's going to happen, because most of the Muslims have taken this book abundantly. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.